from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Thursday on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB and this morning, can we take the power companies back? No, we can't. Aussies and their drinking habits, we are sceptical of the results. It's happy birthday hashtag day. And how's that Apple car working out for Apple? But before any of that, DHBs, geez, they're stupid, aren't they?
How can you argue for continuity of service, a universality, and yet still support individualised regionality, knowing full well that any given service in any given area will vary depending on focus, money, desire, competence and approach? It literally doesn't make sense. And with the democratic aspect of the process, in electing boards, you have no guarantee that the people who run the place have a clue what they're doing. And if they don't, they then make poor decisions like hiring people who also don't know what they're doing or don't know how to handle people. And before you know it, you've got hundreds of GPs pulling their hair out, writing to the ministry begging for help. How hard can it be? Health should be run by professionals. It should be national in approach, and services where you live should have little of anything to do with the treatment of service or professionalism. Surely I cannot be the only one who sees this.
Yeah, can we get rid of all the councils as well while we're at it? Just leave it to people who actually know how to run things. Right, okay. I mean, along with your silly ideas, New Zealand First wants to take back the power companies. Can this be for real?
Good morning, Venezuela. Good morning, Venezuela, and welcome to your new reality. Yes, Winston Maduro has announced he's buying back the power companies. The campaign just got this mad, if you can believe it. Richard Prosser, a New Zealand First MP, announced to a business gathering that they needed to sell their contact shares right now because New Zealand First was going to re-nationalise the power system. The power system has, of course, been floated, and your Mercuries and your contacts have been snapped up several years ago by a lot of mum and dad investors, although somewhat controversial at the time, of course, if you remember it. It was a successful sale and gave the government money to spend on what they deemed more important projects. Anyway, and here's the really mad bit, somebody who actually knew what they were talking about at the meeting asked, how did they propose to buy back all that stock, given it would cost about $11 billion, to which Prosser said they wouldn't be paying the going rate. So welcome to Venezuela, or any other crackpot third world regime you want to name where this sort of madness is passed off as governance. And you wonder why Bill English quite rightly said on Tuesday they don't want Winston anywhere near the finance portfolio, to which Winston yesterday said that was extreme arrogance, where I think most of the rest of us would say that's common sense. And David Seymour weighed in calling Prosser an effing idiot, to which I'm assuming there are at least tens of thousands of people listening to this going, he's right. Of course, the upside of all of this is none of it's ever going to happen, given you will note it's not a bottom line, and even if it was, no one in their right mind in terms of Labour or National would touch it with a barge pole. And to be fair to New Zealand First, this nuttiness isn't new. The nuttiness was peddled 3 years ago, so at least they're consistent. Then it turns out Prosser got it all wrong anyway, given Peters had to come to his rescue and say they weren't stealing the companies back, they would be paying market rates, which means the original question still applies. Where on earth is the $11 billion coming from? And this shambles, this chaotic 24 hours, is where they let themselves down so badly. I mean, on his good days, Winston's coherent, he's experienced, the odd policy makes sense, he's not a danger to himself, far less us, but then he unloads this bollocks. Can you imagine the global reaction if the world woke up to an otherwise stable, successful country like ours suddenly renationalising businesses? Can you imagine the flight of capital, the crash of the market, the exit of the people, for goodness sake? Why, when he wants to be taken seriously, does he peddle this sort of madness?
Well, that's good. I was just getting worried there for a while. I wasn't quite sure why Winston would have to step down next week, because it's his turn, obviously. He's the last leader to not quit. So it's his turn next week to be the leader who steps down. I just couldn't quite figure out why he would, but now we know, because of stupid policies like this. That seems like as good a reason as any. Meanwhile, in Australia, they're not being driven to drink anymore. Can this be true?
Disturbing news from Australia on drinking. Australians are not drinking the way they used to. 20% of Australians are abstaining from alcohol altogether. 20%. 8 in 10 drink. 2 in 10 don't, which is an increase from 11% in 2007. More people are drinking moderately. Fewer people are drinking in excess. 63% rarely drink more than two standard drinks. 63%. The vast majority, 63%, add your 20 who don't drink at all. 83% of Australians either don't drink or never drink more than a couple of drinks. Do you believe that?
It's disturbing to me. I mean, next you'll be telling me that they have stopped gambling. They're no longer racist or homophobic.
Have you ever been to a pub in Sydney and gone, my word, there's only two people here and they're having a little shandy and an orange juice? Where are these stats?
Even at 11 a.m. has that happened.
Exactly. There's something seriously suspect about all of that.
It's always hard, isn't it, with surveys and studies that are anything to do with the consumption of alcohol. It's very difficult to be accurate with your answers once you've had a few. You know what I mean? Oh, I think you know what I mean. If you want some better drinking news, tune into Glenn ZB TV today. You can find that on YouTube. And I've got some great news about an Auckland supermarket serving wine while you shop. Anyway, a little bit of cross-promotion there. I don't know why I said that. Let's move on to the anniversary of the hashtag.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Now, today is the 10th birthday of hashtag being used as a way to organise content online. You know, hashtag, and today it's hashtag 10. Hashtag happy birthday, hashtag. And apparently it came from somebody called Chris Messina, who was a Google engineer, wanted a way to separate tweets into easily searchable topics. Brilliant idea, isn't it, when you think about it? 125 million of them are tweeted every day, every single day, 125 million. So some of the most popular of all time, he for she, hashtag he for she, UN Women's Campaign for Gender Equality. Hashtag put out our bats or put our bats out. That was after Philip Hughes' sudden death back in 2014. 3 years ago. Hashtag ice bucket challenge. That was stupid, wasn't it? I'm glad we worked our way through that. You know,
yeah, I think if you actually did a survey of all the hashtags, the vast majority are...
waste of time?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder which other really used symbols on the keyboard we can turn to now. Because, you know, we've now got a use for that at sign, which we never used before.
What about tab?
That number symbol, which is when we now use the hashtag.
Tab, end, page down, page up. I've never used
it. Well, I'm just looking at number six... There's a little up arrow thing. What's that for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, go to a keyboard the next time you can find one, a proper keyboard, and you'll see the symbol I'm talking about. I don't know. I don't think I've ever used it. I think sometimes people use it to create an emoji, sort of ears on a cat or something. But that's... So, maybe we can use that for something. I don't know why they because the at sign, you know, that wasn't an at sign. I don't know what it was for, but it wasn't an at sign. But it is an at sign now. That's what we know it as. The hashtag thing, that's a bit different because that's number. You use that for, you know, number one, number two, for a list. But now it's the hashtag key, isn't it? It's been appropriated. That's what's happened there. So I think that little pointy thing on the number six key, we need to find a use for that. All right, I think I've spent too much time talking about that when we could have been bagging Apple.
Innovation, not good. Apple, they've given up on the driverless car. And this is Elon Musk. Watch out, because one of the things all these people who are discovering, thinking, oh, the driverless car, what a wonderful idea. Just because Apple are technologically smart, which they are unquestionably, doesn't mean they can build a car. And they've worked out they can't. So they had a massive project that was going, and they employed lots and lots of people, and they said, you're coming on board, and you are part of the next big thing. We are going to take on Detroit. We are going to disrupt the automobile industry. It is all on people, until they worked out they didn't know how to build a car. So they've scaled the whole thing back, closed it down, and basically they're going to work on the technology involved in driverless cars. So that's where they're
at. So while Apple have decided not to make things... of course, overnight, Samsung launched the Galaxy Note 8, which will hopefully be a bit less explodey than the Note 7 turned out to be. And I'm pretty confident. I had a little play with one yesterday. Looks good. Didn't feel hot at all. They've used the same safety checks that they did for the Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus, and none of those have blown up so far. So that should go well for them. I am Glenn ZB. I couldn't get Mike to talk about that new phone today on the show, which is a shame. But anyway, maybe tomorrow. I'm Glenn ZB. That seemed like a news story to me, but I guess I'm wrong about these news things. That was the rewrap. Perhaps I'll have to wrap one up for him before he'll talk about it. We will see you back here again tomorrow for more wrapping then.